So what are your top priorities now that you're at work on Beacon Hill?
So the first thing that comes up in the legislature's calendar, we have a bill filing deadline of January 20th. So my team is working really quickly to meet that deadline. And we're focusing on the same stuff that we talked about the campaign from the beginning. We're going to be filing a bill to establish a program for first-time homeowners to be able to save, to be able to hope of actually purchasing a home, looking at what can be done in an innovative way to fight the opioid epidemic, looking at some senior issues as well, and then working on a whole host of bills as it relates to Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. Just had a meeting earlier this week with the delegation, and we talked about Pilgrim extensively.
Talk a little bit more about Pilgrim. You were at a protest earlier this week along with former Senator Dan Wolf.
I was.
Yeah, and of course, there's been a lot of public concern over ongoing safety issues. What kinds of things do you see you being able to do at the state level, given that until really recently, state lawmakers, including the governor, have kind of been hands-off on this whole issue?
Well, the CAPE delegation has always been very hands-on on this issue because we realize how, you know, any sort of incident at Pilgrim really could impact our communities. One of the most telling things when I was there is that the road that we were on, Entergy hadn't even gone to the trouble of really plowing in a meaningful way one of the primary access roads to the plant, which is used especially in the event of an emergency. And I think that's just really reflective of this utility's perspective. They are looking to close this plant. They're looking to get out of the plant. The same approach that they're taking to our roads, I feel they're taking with things that are a lot more vital and important to the operation of that plant. So we're really focused on how do you cajole, incentivize, shame the utility into moving towards a swift and safe decommissioning.
It sounds like that may be a tough and protracted fight for you and the other CAPE legislators.
I think what's changed is that everyone in the state realizes that, you know, this plant is closing. And I think, you know, you see from the letter that Attorney General Healey instigated, we really need to make sure that decommissioning in this plant is done right. And so I think increasingly you're going to see broader consensus from the state and a unified voice from the state.
You're also going to be picking up the mantle on issues that are already ongoing. And one is this whole legalized recreational marijuana. How do you feel about the fact that the legislature, at the end of the old session, voted to delay the opening of shops another 6 months?
I'm of two minds on the recreational marijuana. One perspective on that is because when I worked at the Department of Public Health, I was part of the process in drafting the regulations for medical marijuana. And we had a really speedy timeline that was dictated in that citizen petition. That timeline really accelerated a process and contributed to, I think, the really uneven process we've seen with the implementation of medical marijuana. So on one end, I think the voters have spoken very clearly on this. I think it's important to be honest about what a heavy lift it is to create a whole new regulated industry. So I just wish it was done maybe a little more sort of transparently, but I think that delay in implementation, I think, is going to allow time for a better implementation and a more responsible implementation.
What else are you hearing from folks as you get to know the region better?
I've heard a whole host of things. Clean Energy have received a number of inquiries from businesses about the H-2B process, which I think is going to be uncertain and a little protracted. What's really wonderful and special about this job is, you know, there's never a dull moment, and you get to meaningfully help people every single day.
State Senator Julian Sear, thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck as you learn the ropes up there on Beacon Hill.
You are so welcome.